I'll start with Beverly Miranda from Nestle. And first of all, Beverly, I guess it'd be quite interesting for us just to know a little bit about you, your background, and how you came to work with Nestle.
Okay. Good afternoon to all of you. And as David said, I'm Beverly Miranda. I'm from Sri Lanka. And I've been with Nestle from 1990, with Nestle in Sri Lanka. My background is I'm a lawyer by profession. I worked first with the government of Sri Lanka for 10 years, from 1980 to 1990. Basically, just sort of very briefly to tell you, politically from 70 to 77, Sri Lanka went through a phase where it was what they were called a closed economy. So there was very little encouragement for sort of foreign investment. Really, even the foreign companies that were there were compelled by law to change their share portfolio so that, as they said, 51% had to be Ceylonese. And it was only 49% that could be foreign. And it was, in a way, quite good for local manufacturers, but not that good, because what happened was overnight, all imports were shut and were closed, so that local manufacturers didn't get time to come up to a certain good standard. You had to buy what was locally manufactured, whether it was good or not. That was 70 to 77. It was a period where the state did distribution, and it was chaotic. You had to stand in a queue for bread, for sugar, for milk, for chili. You got your rice through a cooperative stores, which, I suppose, because of that being the only outlet, there was a lot of corruption. So there was a tremendous black market. I remember standing running for bread, because if you didn't get the bread, that was all, it was over. Of course, price-wise, everything was price regulated. Then came 77, where that government was thrown out completely by the Sri Lankan voters, where about 51% female voters. And I think the women suffered the most, because they were the ones in every queue. And the government that came in was a totally opposite policy, called themselves. It was encouragement and development of the economy by foreign investor. And that's where I sort of fitted in, because the government knew there was no government body to monitor, control, enter into agreements with foreign investors. And they created a body by law, at that time called the Greater Colombo Economic Commission, now called the Board of Investment, where every foreign investor had to come in through this body. So there were certain terms and conditions, you had to comply with them, and then you entered into what they called an agreement between the Greater Colombo Economic Commission and Company, for which you had to say how many, what your employment would be, what your production would be, what you would be exporting, and you got your tax concessions, all that based on that.
Can I just clarify, Beverly, you were working for this organization?
I was head of legal.
Okay.
Right.
And then you
my job was to draft up all the agreements. Each agreement was a different agreement, basic formalities were alike. And this was my job, monitoring, regulating, drawing up of agreements.
And an agreement specifically with Nestle as well.
Now, Nestle, at that time, there was a slight division between foreign investment of foreign investors who were exporting and foreign investors who were for local manufacture. So really there, Nestle didn't come under this purview. It came under what they call a section of the Ministry of Finance, because Nestle was totally for local manufacture and local distribution. It was not for export. Nestle and any other companies. And that's where really I didn't even see the Nestle flyer because that didn't come. But from about 97, all that has been evacuated because they realized it was a very superficial difference. So any foreign investment now that comes into Sri Lanka, be for export or for local manufacture and local market distribution, comes under the Board of Investment. So basically that's where I was for 10 years. And Nestle came in. Nestle was present in Sri Lanka from somewhere way before the early 19th century, but as an importer. And it was known mainly for its chocolates. And then in 83, when this change of government, from about 81, Nestle started looking at Sri Lanka for manufacture. And finally, the approval was given. And in 83, an agreement had been signed between the Ministry of Finance and Nestle Switzerland for the incorporation of a local company called Nestle Lanka Limited. And that is a manufacturing base. So Nestle in Sri Lanka now has a manufacturing base. It has three factories, one which is the main factory, which manufactures all products from culinary to milks to beverages. And it has another, which is a joint venture with the government of Sri Lanka, which is close to the border, which is where the fighting was, which is a factory, an old factory, which Nestle was asked by the government to take over, and that's a joint venture with the government of Sri Lanka.
So could I ask you just to move things along a little bit in terms of finding out a little bit more about your own role specifically in Nestle and how you came to work with them and you're working with them now?
Yes, I worked with the government till 90, and then I decided I wanted to, because with working with this association, it was my job really also to frame laws. So I decided I wanted to see what it was like on the other side. Because I had been in the position where I said, you shall do this, and you have to do it, because that was the law. And I decided, well, I've been in that for 10 years, I wanted to move out and be on the other side of the fence. And that's when I looked around and decided I wanted to join Nestle. So I joined Nestle in 1990 as, again, head of legal, secretary to the board. There were four companies, so I was secretary to the board, plus involved with corporate affairs in a fairly secondary role, for the simple reason that it was only with discussions at policy levels with the Ministry of Health, for example, that I got involved, not day-to-day level, because the issue of marketing of infant formula was and still isn't an issue in Sri Lanka. And that is basically was my role. And I was there till I came over here, where I was requested to come over, mainly to bring my experiences of how, in the developing world, Nestle does market its baby milk or infant formula. Because the concerns, the allegations are all regarding the developing world. And I was asked to come over to explain, since being from there, having had my two baby children there, been a working mother right through, how in fact Nestle is seen, how does Nestle market its baby milk in the developing world.
And but specifically now in the UK, your main role is to do what?
My main role here is bringing my experiences over this particular issue, which is seen as quite a concern, and explaining to people the role that Nestle plays, the fact how it has changed, and most importantly, the fact how the role of women have changed in the development, their status.